All right, this first post reads, "This man lives in his van and has stared at me every day for 2 years. He's usually gone in the mornings, then returns around 4 until the following morning. I think I got his license plate, but I'm not sure how to report this. Needless to say, it makes me extremely uncomfortable."
I mean, okay. I heard of a procrastinator, but this is on another level.
Because he's showing up in the afternoon, but not...
No, he's been there for 2 years. And you're just now like, you know what? I should really do something about this.
So you mean she's the procrastinator, yes. Not him. Yes. If it was really making her uncomfortable, she would have reported
exactly.
This.
Exactly. It's been 2 years. You don't need the police. You need a life coach. This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Inaka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts we can find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps.
But where else do we look?
Inside microorganisms.
Petri dishes.
Pastry dishes.
Did you say pastry dishes?
Those too.
Where you put your croissants.
Where you put your cakes, your pies. We also look in croissants.
They have all the layers.
They have all the layers. A lot of posts in those layers.
A lot of, and we find all of them.
Flaky, gorgeous, buttery post.
Moist.
Damn it, I could go for a croissant right now.
I know, bro. We got to go after we're done.
Croissants are so good. Jesus Christ. But they're so bad at the same time.
I know.
Disclaimer. This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Sometimes it takes you a while to realize it's a violation.
Two years. Like, I ain't talking
I'm
about
telling
the
you, you're talking to someone who had a peeping Tom and kind of enjoyed it a little bit. Because like it was a little bit flattering, you know?
Like there's a picture. This guy is staring dead ass into the lens.
Yeah, no. It's like she asked him to look at the camera and yeah. He was like, say cheese, right?
It's
like
a very creepy car.
Vans in general. I feel bad creepy. For vans. I feel bad for vans.
Vans used to be wholesome.
Oh, they used to be for families.
Oh, yeah. They used to be for families. But a guy by himself in a van, they're like, whoa.
You know,
whoa.
No, if you're a man in a van, even a man in a van with kids is creepy. You need to have, needs to be a wife. Yeah, yeah. And they need to look just like you, for sure.
They got
to
have your face. If they even look mostly like, if they look mostly like the mom,
yeah.
You can never drive.
Yeah, no, good luck.
By yourself with your kids.
Police called on you on a weekly basis.
Facts.
And you can't adopt. You can't adopt anyone that doesn't look anything like you. What's not of another race.
To be the emergency?
There's a man with kids in his car.
Ma'am, that doesn't sound like an emergency at all.
It's a man.
It's a man?
We're on our way.
All right. We're going to get into our first segment, and this is where Chinadu and I discuss what is going on in our own neighborhoods.
That's right. You know what, Candace? I'll start first today.
That means you came prepared
for
the first time.
I'm always prepared. You know, I'm a gentleman. So this post reads, "We're building a fence. We moved to the neighborhood about 3 months ago, and within that time have experienced 2 break-ins. Nothing major was stolen, and it was the same guy who had a mental issue. Regardless, we decided to build a front and a side yard fence for more security and privacy. Never did I think this would be so controversial. Neighbor to the right is worried about the sun not coming in her windows. parentheses, it still does. Neighbor to the left is inconvenienced because our fence is near her driveway and now she can't swing open her passenger door like she used to. We were polite in letting them both know in advance, but they continue to complain and talk within earshot of how annoyed they are. They acted like we're building a moat or a ring of fire around our house. It's a nice, modern wooden fence that's to code. I'm tempted to tell them off, but I want to be the better neighbor. Any advice?
Okay, first of all, that's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
How tall would a fence have to be to block the sun? Like, that was a concern?
The window might be very low to the ground.
Still, I understand you're playing devil's advocate here, but still, that's going to have to be a pretty giant fence to block out the sun. The sun is everywhere.
Yeah, the sun, like, come outside. I'm right here. Check another window. I'm over here. I'm everywhere. You can't miss me, baby. Check the front door. The sun is there.
Sun's there.
The sun is everywhere.
Check the backyard. It's there too.
Yeah.
Check upstairs.
Oh, man. Well, that was my neighborhood.
Yeah, I hope.
I hope they figure it out.
I hope they do.
At the very least, man, I hope they just stop being immature and talking about him within earshot. Because if that's the case, I would be a dick and put up a sound booth that I can't even hear you punk ass motherfuckers gossiping. I got a full on sound booth now. How you like me now, huh?
Now what?
Now the fence is padded with soundproof.
Put the fence padded with soundproof.
Fact. That was a recorded studio. I have all the rappers in the neighborhood.
We can see if we can podcast there.
Yeah, facts. Now, Nosy Neighbor shoots here every Tuesday. What happened to your neighborhood, Candace?
So someone posted a picture of a specific flavor of Mountain Dew. A Mountain Dew that's called Gingerbread Snapped.
Gingerbread Snapped with two P's?
Just one. S-N-A-P apostrophe D.
Oh, boy.
So,
and I don't know why that pisses me off so much.
Oh, that's why I had to talk about this, because I think we're on the same page with this. And there's an angry gingerbread. Like, he's got one eye covered with, like, his headband, it looks like. It's an angry gingerbread man on the label. And someone posted, anybody else see this?
Oh, like, snapped. He went crazy.
Oh, maybe. And but
maybe that's what it means. Yeah. I thought it meant, like, he's a really good breakdancer. Man, that dude snapped.
To be fair, I didn't even process any of this information. I was more upset at people getting excited about this.
Like he cooked himself.
Yeah.
You're like, man, that gingerbread snapped. He did a really good job making himself.
No, gingerbread snapped is, I think, he drank the Mountain Dew, and now he's wilding
crazy.
Out. Yeah, because that's what Mountain Dew does. I don't know if you've ever had Mountain Dew. I haven't had it since I was a kid. Nor should any adult be drinking Mountain Dew. Yeah. It rots your teeth, and it's got terrible things inside of it. What, you look concerned. What's the...
Well, I was thinking about, like, why haven't I had a Mountain Dew? And I think I just never bought into the idea of there being a river of soda in the mountains. You know what I mean?
That's what stopped you from drinking the Mountain Dew?
Yeah, because the name is trying to make it seem like...
It's natural
or something. I like my sodas to just be real with me.
To be and let you know that it's
like
poison.
Root beer is a really great name for soda. We're like alcohol for kids, guys. Just
it is.
It's cool.
100%. And it's alcohol that tastes good.
You know?
That's essentially what it is.
Coca-Cola.
But no, this made me upset because I'm like, who's so excited that they had to post that it's available now? Obviously, it's seasonal, right? Yeah. And then other people were just commenting, oh, this one guy knows where it is. It's at Pavilions.
Oh,
is that
Pavilions?
So he's got a spreadsheet with all the soda flavors on it, where you can find them.
There's a reason I saw this post.
This was God.
I feel like this man was in her shoes at one time. I wasted so much gas money searching for this ginger snapped Mountain Dew.
Yep.
And
if a soda angel had just told me where I could find it.
Sugar is a hell of a drink.
It is.
Let me tell you.
It is.
That ginger snapped. Just a break dancing gingerbread.
Gingerbread come out.
Like, what the hell does this got to do with the soda? Next up, we have Neighborhood Watch. This is where we dive deeper into the apps to find the best local stories. How deep do we dive, Candace? Tell them.
Gynecological exam deep.
Ooh. Ooh. Bone marrow deep.
Oh.
That's right.
Butt crumble deep.
The agony. Small intestine deep. Ugh. You see what you did there?
We all up in the anatomical terms today. This first post reads, a missing drunken man joins his own search party in a forest. A drunken construction worker who had been reported missing spent hours with a search party looking for himself, according to reports.
The man's wife and relatives became concerned when he didn't return home and were unable to reach him on his cell phone after a night of drinking with his friends.
Officials were then advised that they lost him after he wandered into a forest.
During the hours-long search, which he eventually joined, a potential rescuer shouted his name. He then realized the search party was looking for him.
Who are we looking for? I am here, he reportedly said.
Speaking to news outlets, he comments that there really was no need for his friends to report him as missing.
Basically, I'm paying for my friends' mistakes, he said. What happened is all like a joke.
Who are we looking for? I am here. Candace, that's deep.
He answered his own question.
But really break that down. Who are we looking for?
I mean, are we going to get existential now?
I am here.
I'm here for all of that.
You know? Like, what are we? What is anybody looking? We're already here.
We are here.
Being
and
here is
what
the
are
gift.
We doing?
What are we? Just be.
Just be. Stop what? Asking questions.
Don't try to become anything. Just be. Who are we looking for? I am here. That is deep, man.
We should get that. I'm going to get that tattooed on me, actually.
Okay.
It's so profound.
Take the pressure off. Just be.
What kind of liquor do you think would make you look for yourself? That's a hard liquor.
Probably tequila.
Tequila.
With enough tequila?
Yeah.
I could be looking for anything. I remember I was in Mexico for the first time in college.
Mm-hmm.
Met this young lady. We kissed. She was like, tomorrow it's the same place, let's meet up. She was like, I'm staying at this hotel. She didn't come back. And if I was so drunk, I just
the next day?
Yeah, next day I was just like walking out looking for Anastasia. Call myself in a dark alley. I was like, all right, let's go back to the bar.
And you blame the tequila for that.
Exact man.
If you have been sober.
I was gone gone. Who are we looking for? I am here. Y'all be careful out there, man. This is crazy, man. Well, I'm happy he's okay. Because people get ghosted all the time.
Who gets ghosted?
People.
What do you mean?
You know, like, talk to somebody and they just stop texting you.
Oh, yeah.
People would probably report those people missing if they could. He like, hey, so I took this girl out for about like 10, 12 free dinners.
Just to make them feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
They must be missing. That's the only reason why she didn't respond.
Exactly. Because she had a 13 free dinner rule.
I took her to Golden Corral 13
times. And she's not shy. I'm talking, she's the appetizer queen. She get all the alphabet. The appetizer, the desserts, the entrees.
Crab legs.
Crab legs.
Do they have crab legs at Golden Corral?
The police officer turns around, like somebody working to the side. Is a person that he was looking for? Who are we looking for?
I am here.
This text post reads, report of 50 children fighting in the street. This happened on Joplin Street in Baltimore, Maryland.
Who's the person that was on the side counting?
Right.
They just saw a swarm of kids fighting.
Thanks.
And was like, I need to know.
I have to know.
How many kids? Because I'm guessing right now about 30, 35.
Right.
There's only one way to find out.
There's only one way to find out.
One.
Whoever guesses it right wins a trip to Aruba.
I've personally never seen a fight this large.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back in just throughout, you know, high school and wherever fights would happen.
Yeah.
And I would say the most that I've ever seen is maybe 5, maybe 6 people jumping, like one person. But I've never seen 50.
Well, I went to a really big public school. And
So you've seen some pretty big ones?
Yeah. I mean, not all the time, but there was one time in particular. I was still in 8th grade. Mm-hmm. It wasn't at the middle school, it was high school. But it happened at the McDonald's down the street. Where, like, just two gangs just literally just met up. Like, right in McDonald's parking lot. It was like on some 300 shit. It was crazy.
Someone got kicked in the chest and then fell into a fry pan.
Right. It was like the leaders
fell into the
front.
French fry.
I'll never forget that day. That was like, I was going to that high school. You know, I was like, oh my God, this is terrifying. Now, I am suspicious about the number 50, though.
Why?
Because that makes it feel like this was planned. This is a fight club. It's too even. The number's too even. You know?
Okay. I see
what
you're
saying. Yeah, I feel like this was a coordinated.
If it was random, you're saying it would have been 30, like 36, it would have been 57.
34, 32. It had to be coordinated. Or maybe it wasn't. And if it wasn't, it is a fun visual imagining that it wasn't what I just told you about in terms of my situation that I saw where it was a group, yeah. two groups fighting.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to imagine that this is just every man for themselves, all 50.
Nobody's on any team.
Nobody, just the occasional twins of a neighborhood.
Just complete chaos.
That's it. It's just one-on-one. It's just like...
every man for themselves.
Facts. All happened like due to some kind of road rage incident.
I can see that. Everyone did everyone lose their mind.
Everyone just gets out the cars at the same time.
Everyone lost their mind in 2020, so yeah. I can believe that 100%.
Yeah, that would be... That's a funny visual.
This next post reads, a squirrel hid 175 pounds of nuts in a Chevy Avalanche while the owner was away.
After returning from a four-day trip, a Fargo, North Dakota man discovered 175 pounds of black walnuts stored in his engine bay.
The vehicle owner said the nuts come from a nearby tree that produces a biannual harvest and that he's previously spotted a red squirrel making trips toward his truck.
The man tried to use deterrents. None of them worked.
I have in the past used a mixture of cayenne pepper and Tabasco sauce and a spray mixture under the hood, he said.
He eventually spent 7 hours removing car body parts to get to the nuts, which filled 7 gallons of bucket. Man, that's a lot of nuts. This squirrel went, I mean...
What would you do if you found that bounty of nuts? You would hoard them as well. He hoarded them like the toilet paper... apocalypse from 2020.
This girl could have been working alone. 170 pounds of nuts and walnuts in a four-day trip?
No, I think the squirrel did it all by himself. This is a solo job. Have you ever seen a squirrel stacking nuts?
Yeah.
They're busy.
Can you imagine when that squirrel saw that guy find the nuts? He probably was
just
like,
watching. The lone tear drops his cheek.
He's like, what? And he just drives off with his nuts?
He has to know this is a terrible place to put them.
He's a squirrel.
Inside of a car.
His brain's not developed. All he knows, there's been a truck here for more than 24 hours. He's assumed the guy's missing. He was like, finally, that guy's dead. Start packing these nuts just in time for walnut season.
And you know, I love the black walnuts. They're my favorite.
Damn it, man. 175 pounds?
But
that's hard work.
They know that they need to hide these nuts because of wintertime. So they know what they're doing. But can we also talk about how he tried to ward off the squirrel by his peppery mixture?
Squirrel spray?
His cayenne pepper and Tabasco sauce. That probably just made the nuts taste better.
Right. He was like, man, this is probably why he hit him there.
Yeah.
He was like, every time I put my nuts in his truck, this guy sprays them with hot pepper.
This amazing seasoning that just comes from God, I guess.
I love this man.
Yeah.
He always Kanye peppers my nuts.
Yeah.
For free.
I'm not going to stop putting my nuts somewhere if he put this delicious mixture on top of it.
I'm hot in these streets. Everybody's saying I got the best nuts in town. You should see the Yelp reviews on my nuts.
Yeah, his sales just tripled. He's going to come back to 300 pounds of nuts the next day.
Some girl pulls up to him. I heard your nuts taste like Tabasco sauce. Girl, look, some things are rumors.
Who told you?
Well, some things are true. There's only one way to find out, pretty lady. She's like, oh my God. This story, that was insane.
It was hilarious. Man, I hope you've been enjoying these segments because we have.
I have.
Me too.
Me too.
Did I say I've been enjoying it?
Because
I have
enjoying
been.
It. It's a bright spot of my week.
It's a bright spot of my year.
It's a good time.
It's an amazing time. And if you are enjoying these segments as much as we are, we do them every week. And what we would like to ask of you, all of our listeners, please send in your stories.
That's right. Go to the links in our bios and click on it and submit your stories. You can find Candace's bio at Jokes by Candace. That's JokesByCandice. I know what you guys are wondering. There's a lot of way to spell Candace.
Mine's the right way.
Tell them how to spell Chinadu Naka Candace.
C-H-I-N-E-D-U-N-A-K-A.
You got it. Boom. Clicking the links.
All right. Chinadu, are you excited?
I'm super excited.
Because we have a fun segment coming up. This is our phone a friend. And this is where we have a comedian friend come on and share a neighborhood story with us.
Yeah, and we have a lot of friends and a lot of phones, but this guest is very special.
She is, and we're so excited to have her on today. You know her from her hit podcast Glitter and Garbage that you can find wherever you listen to podcasts. Put your hands together virtually for the hilarious Justine Marino.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's so good to be here with a couple of other nosy neighbors. How are you guys?
Man, we good.
We're
got
great.
Our nose in the thick of it.
You guys are hilarious, and I love what you do, and I'm honored to be a guest on Nosy Neighbors.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us. Now, what is your story that you are going to share with us today? And we're just going to riff with you, so just whenever it strikes us. So just go on, and then you know how comics do. We'll just jump in whenever we feel like it.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm familiar with the comic riff.
Perfect.
I wanted to tell a story about one of the first apartment complexes I lived in when I moved here to Los Angeles in Studio City. It's legit. This apartment complex, it was home to a lot of celebrities, if you will. Some up-and-coming people, some such celebs as Omarosa's mother, one of the kids on...
Not Omarosa, no. Omarosa's no. mother.
We had one of the kids from Desperate Housewives. We had several up-and-coming rappers. One of them got... So my mom would, like, walk the dogs, and she made friends with all of these up-and-coming rappers. One of them actually gave her a DVD copy of a film that he was in by the name of Roll Bounce, if you guys are familiar.
Oh, that was Bow Wow was in that.
It was Bow Wow. So he had a small part, and he gifted my mom a DVD copy of it that I still have to this day. So it really was a who's who of Studio City C-listers.
Yeah.
I think the primo D-list celeb we had at this complex was Jason Alexander. Now, I'm going to stop you right there. It's not the Jason Alexander you guys are thinking of from Seinfeld.
I know which one it is. I know which one it is.
Jason Alexander, the dude who was married to Britney yep. Spears for 55 hours.
Yep.
Oh, and also randomly, uh-huh. Jamie Spears, Britney's dad, lived there as well. Like,
what?
I would see him in the workout room all the time. Yeah.
Why would he?
I mean, I should have.
Were these luxury apartments? Because I would think that Jamie Spears, the father of Britney Spears, a multimillionaire, would maybe own a house.
Oh, I should preface this. My parents were paying my rent at this time.
Hilarious.
So I should preface it with that.
See, I assume you was just selling drugs. So thank you for the clarification. I don't want to put your business in the streets.
They were like a gorgeous hotel. But I, to be honest, I was surprised that Jamie was there. It was, I mean, maybe that's why he fucking took over.
Took the money because she wasn't giving to me.
Right. Yeah, he's like, I got to get out of this apartment. Let's throw her in this conservatorship.
Yeah.
Jason lived there as well, her ex-husband of 55 hours, and he and I actually became friends.
Oh.
Like one day, yeah, he had a girlfriend who looked actually exactly like Britney.
Like Britney
Spears. Who lived mm-hmm. there. Yeah, he definitely had a type. And I became friends with them. We would go out all the time.
Hilarious.
We would get invited to these like other C-list events. Like we went to a club and Trishel from The Real World
oh
was
my
there
God.
Once. Yeah, I mean, Paris Hilton and Nikki were at a Halloween party we went to, you guys. He, in the gym one day, he sat down and told me the story of how he ended up marrying Britney and then getting divorced. And he actually got quite emotional about it, you guys. But so we were friends, and we ended up taking him to our family friend's Thanksgiving dinner. So we took him from Studio City, our neighborhood.
You took Britney Spears' ex-husband to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Is this pre-Kevin Federline or post-Kevin Federline?
Around Kevin Federline time, we're like, we'll bring him to Thanksgiving dinner, which we brought him to our friend, my parents' friend from Denver had recently moved to South Pasadena. So we're going from Studio City neighborhood to South Pasadena with Jason Alexander. And I think a buddy of his came and his girlfriend and like her sister, like our family friends are just, you know, we're all from Colorado. You don't just run into someone who's been married to Britney Spears in Colorado, right?
Right.
So we're all like kind of starstruck. But cut to like suddenly a couple hours in, like right after dessert or so, everyone's kind of like, where'd Jason go? The place starts reeking of weed. And this is pre-weed being legal in any way, like recreationally. So we go outside. He's smoking weed on the side of the house with his friend and like talking shit to our family friend's neighbors. My neighbor talked shit to to our friends' neighbors. It was just like a neighbor inception. And we ended up, I know our family friends were like, what the fuck? Get this guy out of here. So it ended up being quite disastrous, and we never brought him to Thanksgiving again.
Ever again.
Ever again. But years later, I've wondered what happened to Jason Alexander. Couldn't find him on the gram. Couldn't find him on Facebook or anything. Cut to January 6th, 2021.
Oh, no.
This dude is at the insurrection. Like, he was
at the
Capitol riot.
What?
I swear.
Stop it.
I had a neighbor who was both married to Britney Spears and at the Capitol riot. So I feel like, I don't know if that's a good neighbor or a bad neighbor. I mean, on one hand, it's a bad neighbor. But on the other hand, it's like Britney Spears part. That's cool. You know, yeah.
it could be a good neighbor gone bad neighbor.
Maybe.
That happens exactly. Sometimes.
Maybe. That's
the internet's a scary place.
It's so weird. I didn't see him there when I was there at the insurrection.
I was careless with the
I would have asked for an autograph, and I'd been like, you know, Justine Marino.
Oh my God. You get the back way.
Yeah.
Get the front.
Grab a chair.
Let me get my flamethrower. Hold on a second. That's amazing.
Let me get my flamethrower.
That's amazing. Yes. Well, you know, we can blame Britney Spears for that. He obviously has been, you know, just destroyed by the divorce, hasn't recovered. He went and then he just went off the deep end. And next thing you know, he's storming the Capitol. Yeah.
You know?
He is traumatized. I know. I saw another article. He got arrested at an airport not too long ago. So, you guys, this is just really a way for me to say, let's all pray for Jason Alexander. He needs some good uplifting prayers and thoughts.
Oh, wait, yeah. We just received we have an article here that one of our producers sent us. Britney Spears's ex, Jason Allen Alexander, I guess now so people can make sure they don't get it confused with Jason Alexander from Seinfeld. Britney Spears's ex, Jason Allen Alexander, seen attending pro-Trump Capitol protest. Yep, that's him in a skull cap and looking very Trumpy, I will say. Yeah. He's got the Trump eyes.
Damn, divorced 50 hours after the marriage. I thought it lasted for longer.
Oh, no. It was quick. I remember when this happened. I remember being like, oh, damn.
That's 2 days and 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she was wearing like jeans and a baseball cap.
I remember the photo. Yeah.
Oh, man. You don't want to get divorced in a baseball cap. I like to be formally dressed when my life is crushed.
I'm more of a casual for the wedding, dress up for the divorce. Yeah.
Three-piece suit when my world comes crumbling down. You'd have to catch me out here slipping. You embarrass me enough, sir. I mean, damn, you divorced me in my PJs. You wait till I put on a suit, ma'am.
So stupid.
Oh, man.
Man, what a,
well, I would like, see if you can, lead. Before our next episode, I would like an update on Omarosa's mom.
Okay.
That was amazing, Justine. Now, quick question. We are going to do a segment called Karen of the Week, and this is where we give away an award to a Karen being the most Karen she can be. And we would love for you to stick around and riff with us if you have time.
I have time for you guys. I would love to.
Perfect. We will be right back with our Karen of the Week right after this.
And we're back with the Karen of the Week Award. Now, this week's award goes to a Karen that attacked a Navy soldier and accused him of wearing a fake uniform.
The soldier shared a now viral story saying that he stopped off base to grab pizza with a friend when a woman came in and started staring at him.
He went in and out of the pizzeria several times, returned and started yelling at the staff, saying she knows the soldier is, quote, a fake because her husband is in the Army.
I proceeded to attempt to prove that I am not a fake. Even pulled out my valid military ID and showed it to her, said the soldier. She kept claiming that my military ID is fake and proceeded to show me her dependent military ID and screamed, this is what your ID should look like.
His attempts to de-escalate the situation didn't work and she continued to harass him.
He eventually stopped trying to convince her and asked her to thank her husband for his service.
The friends filming the scene warned the woman that she was on camera and asked her to leave him alone. Instead, she yelled, You disgrace the USA, fucking piece of shit. That's a quote.
That's a quote.
Ain't no way you're a service member. My husband in the Army. He was like, yeah, I'm in the Navy.
Two different things, lady.
And this is at a pizza place? Like, was he trying to get a discount? Like, was she like, don't give him the discount? Like, I just don't understand what would possess someone to jump start in. Berating another person.
Yeah, either he was trying to get a discount or like he like cut the line.
Yeah.
And she was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You don't know, not even real enough to cut the piece of line. He was like, lady, I'll have you know I'm the real deal.
Yeah, there had to be some sort of like inciting incident. And I mean, this woman can't just go in and go off the uniform alone and just start going off. That's insane. Yeah. And then I love that she just stared at him for a moment. I wanted to know how long that moment was. imagine just staring someone down like that at a pizza place. So, and then apparently she didn't get the reaction she wanted. I'm sure he just ignored her because he thought she's crazy. So she started yelling at the
You know what's funny? Like she's yelling at
definitely
the people working at the pizzeria to do something about his same uniform. They're like, lady, we serve pizza. That's all we do. Yeah. We are not the pizza police. Okay?
Right.
We only serve pizza.
Only serve pizza.
This guy is wearing a fake uniform. Do something.
Like what? No, we just want to sell pizza.
Yeah, she's looking to them to serve some sort of like justice. Like,
she's like, lady, I just served Batman last week. I don't give a fuck. Is he paid full price?
This is definitely Karen behavior. You know how they like to stick their noses where they don't belong. Mind your business, Justine. Yeah. So at this time, we would like to rate our Karen of the week. We rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, ask the managers, 1 being not so bad of a Karen and a 10 being the worst of the Karens. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how many ask the managers would you give this Karen?
I think I'd rank this Karen at around a 6 or 7 ask the managers. Like, it's definitely not the worst case we've heard, right? We're like, you know, we've heard some crazy Karen stories, but this is pretty, I think I'd put her at a 7. It's up there, but I don't think it's the worst ever.
Yeah.
The stare down really does get to me, though. Like, that's just
it's insane hilarious.
Behavior to just go into a pizza place and stare at someone. That's insane. So I'd say a 7. Ask the manager.
Yeah, the staring. I think there's definitely something deeper there that we should investigate. We're going to find her and have her on the podcast next week.
Real talk.
Yes, please.
Because I need to know what that stare was about.
I'm sure she has some crazy neighbor stories. This is what she gets into at a pizza place. She for sure has gotten into in her neighborhood.
She went from the neighborhood to bleeding into the community.
Yeah. She probably goes to Chuck E. Cheese like, you're not a real mouse.
Yeah.
This is a real mouse.
That's a big problem for a small business.
Yeah.
Take that shit down the street to the Cheesecake Factory.
Anybody got time for this, lady?
We just get our legs, lady.
We a mom and pop.
You get shot in here.
How many ask the managers, Trinity?
Me, I'm going to give her a 10 because, you know, not only are you disrupting a small business, but you're disrespecting, you know, people that are putting their lives on the line.
Yeah, that's my problem.
For all of us.
Yeah.
And the guy actually was super patient, went out of his way, because he could have just put you in a some kind of train chokehold.
Oh,
but
he,
no.
He could have karate chopped.
Very patient.
Or in
could have just did the 2 fingers to the neck.
Yeah.
Just froze your whole body for 10 minutes. But no, he was patient. He showed you his ID. But she couldn't take the embarrassment.
That so it was right. She had to double down.
She had to double down. Even
for sure.
She did.
She definitely knew she was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But any kind of person like that will call you out on some BS like that and be wrong, they don't have it. The kind of boss to admit they're wrong either. So.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. She's what did you give
10.
Her? A 10? You gave her a 10?
10 out of 10. My first 10 out of 10 on the show.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going to give her a 7. That's what you gave her, right, Justine?
Yeah.
After this whole fiasco, do you think she went and ordered food at the counter? You are fake. You're not like my husband. You are phony. Can I get a number 7? Like, did she go up to the counter?
She finished. She better
absolutely
have.
Absolutely did.
She better have.
She did.
Well, Justine, this has been amazing. I hope you had a fun time.
It's been so fun. Thank you guys for having me. And thanks for letting me walk down Britney Spears memory lane.
No doubt. We'll take a drive down memory lane anytime with you. That was a great story.
Where can people find you on social media?
They can find me on Instagram at JustineMachine1, the number one, and then on Twitter at JustineMachine.
Dope.
I like how it rhymes. Justine Machine.
And to all the listeners, do not forget to check out Justine's podcast, Glitter and Garbage, wherever you find all podcasts. Till next time. Thanks, Justine.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Candace, we reached the end of a tunnel.
A tunnel?
But it's not the end of the show.
Is it the light at the end of the
tunnel?
It's
the light at the end of the tunnel.
I knew it.
Who are you looking for? I'm already here. This segment is called Won't You Be My Neighbor? Mm-hmm. I'm asking you out there, listeners. Won't you? Hospice workers help a 90-year-old couple take the wedding photos they never had.
The Iowa couple, Royce, who is 98, and Frankie, who is 97, got married on a whirlwind two-day leave in 1944, right before Royce went overseas to fight in World War II.
And thanks to the staff at St. Croix Hospice, the couple had a special 77th anniversary at their home.
It was very emotional and very heartwarming, said the couple's daughter who attended along with employees from St. Croix. I couldn't stop smiling and I couldn't stop being so happy for both of them, especially mom in her wedding gown looking so beautiful.
The professional photographer Hillary Mitchelson is also a staffer at St. Croix. She captured the heartwarming scenes in a series of beautiful photos that now make up the King's Wedding album. This is a really good idea, actually. A lot of people got married before HD photos.
Before photos in general.
Yeah.
Before the cameras. I think they're dead. I think those people are dead. I think it's too late to take photos of them.
Oh, there's so many people. Like, you know, think about the 60s and 70s and 50s.
They had cameras.
But it wasn't like legit. Like,
I mean, you can take good photo. I mean, like new photos now, but you know, you're gonna be all old and wrinkled now.
You're still beautiful. You know?
77 years. I wonder if they secretly hated one another.
Nah. I'm sure they're best friends.
You know I like to ruin these things.
And a pastor's like, if anyone objects from these two renewing their vows, please speak or forever hold your peace. Candace in the back like,
I have.
77 years. You don't want to try nothing.
Have you noticed that that's only like in movies, that they never do that in real life? What you just said, if anyone has an objection,
right?
They never, that's just for movie purposes.
You think side chicks are too nervous if they don't have an opening to just say something? They're like, ooh, you lucky you didn't say.
You lucky you didn't give me a setup.
I was looking for my moment.
Some side chicks have self-restraint, shouldn't
they? They do. But if you turn that, if you give them a reason, well, shit, since you asked.
Since you asked.
Kelvin over here got Mercy pregnant. Tell him, Kelvin.
Since we here.
Since you asked. So I can hold my peace. Because I can't hold that in too much longer. Well, Candace, we have arrived at the end.
My favorite part.
What did you learn today?
I learned that squirrels, I always knew they were busy, but I didn't know they were this busy. This squirrel was working overtime. I didn't know that they were this creative when it came to storing their nuts.
I didn't know nuts was that hard to come by. A lot of ladies will argue different.
You never try to look for something and it's out of season?
Yeah.
And you get mad. And you're like, I wish I would have stocked up on this gingerbread snapped Mountain Dew while it was here. What'd you learn?
What did I learn today? I learned to go with your gut. Because when I saw that word hospice, I was like, I think it's hospice. But
he's like, is this hot spice?
Whole spice?
Is it Spanish? Is it whole BJ?
At a whole spice. I heard a whole spice.
Whole spice, yeah. That's kind of like nutmeg.
Yeah, to get these whole together.
It's around the seasons. You put in the eggnog.
A little whole spice on that. That get her right. Hey, man, she's just so bored, man. Grab a whole spice on the cabinet. That'll spice her up.
Spice up.
He don't do the things he used to. Oh, don't worry, girl. Just get some of that whole spice. He'll turn up real quick.
It's so practical. You can put it on everything.
He'll turn right back into that freak that you you fell in love with. Sprinkle a little Ho Spice on it.
Ho Spice by General Mills.
Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Chinadu Inaka.
And me, Candace Thompson.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Tierra Darnell. Matthew Cilelli edits the show. Cornelia Stradwick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Dalbeck. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, Kelly Cow, and Courtney Gilbert. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.